When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7. Here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today we're covering the Mussolini and 38 Special and God We Trust. Ken, when I saw this, I'm like, okay, I like the name. I never heard of the Mussolini. And 38 Special, I'm with you. Like, I see 38 Special attached. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. I thought 38 Special was going to be rapping, but for people that don't know, 38 Special also produces. So after I listened to it, I'm like, oh, okay, 38 was just producing on this. Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that. Intro to the Mussolini. He's cool, Ken. He's cool. He don't blow you away with energy or crazy bars, but he sounds good, and I love what 38 Special gave him. It fits his wheelhouse. It feels comfortable. It feels like this is where Mussolini should be rapping. Mm-hmm. Again, first intro, so I don't know other type of production that he's gone over in the past, but this joint was dropped February 2nd. 9 songs, 23 minutes. So in that sweet spot that we like, Ken, from a length and time perspective. But I really fuck with this one. I feel like, throwback a little bit. What the fuck was his name? Why am I so bad with names, Ken? But once upon a time, I managed this artist for a little bit. And this is gonna kill me. This is gonna kill me. Liam?
Liam.
Yeah. Liam Capital.
Yeah.
And then he just went by. When I heard Mussolini, I'm like, bro, this reminds me just like Liam. Just like a cool, chill type vibe. You know what I'm saying? New York cat gonna spit his shit, talk his shit real greasy. You know what I'm saying? On a beat. And I like that. You know, like the joint Pray for America. You know, Izzy Hot, never heard of him, but I liked him on there. Rashid Chapel, you know what I'm saying? I liked everybody that was on there. I like it, Ken. It didn't blow me away to know, you know, it's cool New York hip hop rap.
I don't know where I'm at on the Mussolini. Just yet. I don't think he's whack. I don't think he's terrible. You know, obviously 38 Special is the draw, which worked because I had a chance to listen to him. But this guy has been around for a while. This is my first time listening to a project by him. But once I did a little research, it made the production on this make much more sense. He signed to Jamla. He signed to Jamla. You already know how to get down, soulful,
yeah,
layback sort of beats.
And it also makes sense because looking at, you know, other projects that he has, he does a lot of one producer type joints. So he got one with Ninth Wonder. He has one with Crisis. He got one with Planet Asia. He got one with Old Finesse. I never heard of him. He got one with Cook and Soul. We gotta listen to that one. I fuck with Cook and Soul. So it's like, and he has a single with 38 Special. So I like the strategy. I really do. The one producer joints, and especially if they are of the shorter variety like this, it works. And you saying that he signed a Jamla, it makes absolute sense why the production is what it is.
Yeah, so and apparently they've collaborated a lot over the last couple of years. So I don't know if he's still with Jamla, but As of 2023, according to this article on Hip Hop DX, it had him down as a new Jamla signee. So, so I got to go back and really kind of listen to him because I didn't get a lot of energy from him as a rapper. Mm-hmm. Nothing really stood out. Like, it's somebody I'm going to really just kind of, like, earphones on, just sit back and really just kind of dive into what they do as a rapper. Even with 38 Special Production, I know I've heard better 38 beats. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where are the super aggressive type grimy sort of beats? But, you know, 38's a versatile artist. I mean, producer. He can do whatever. So I think this really allowed that to shine, even though there may have been a couple of beats on there like that. But overall, I thought this was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you look at some of his album covers, Ken, it's very mafioso pimpish. Mm-hmm. So I don't think, just based on the visuals, it don't scream loud. It don't scream like in your face type production. It screams what 38 gave to him. So we're definitely gonna dive into Ninth Wonder, Crisis, Planet Asia.
Yeah, I mean, you're working with top notch
like,
producers.
Yeah, like come yo, on. Like, yeah, yeah, like we gotta tap in.
Yeah, I would definitely want to listen to the one that Ninth Wonder did. Mm-hmm. And still fuck with him as a producer. Even Crisis. Mm-hmm. I fuck with Crisis as a producer. So I'm really, really interested in listening to those two projects.
Yeah.
And to hear more of the Mussolini, because I think I heard enough here that to generate curiosity.
100%. Yeah. 100%. So when it comes to the features, Ken, I'm giving it a B. You know, he has some real heavy hitters here. Planet Asia. Never heard of Izzy Hot, but I fuck with Izzy Hot now. O Finesse. I don't know who O Finesse is. Never heard of him, but liked him on Doctrine. So, you know, and also G4 Jag. Like, I'm... Like you said, I'm very interested to see what all of these other projects sound like. And it's because this project was cool, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't know if it has very high replay value, but like you said, I'm interested in the Mussolini now. He's piqued my interest. The ears are open. The drums are open for business. Like I'm here for him.
I am too, man. I'm with you on the features. I think they did enough to have me looking to them. Like he's according to Apple Music, looking at some of his stuff. He's worked with Izzy Hot before. Mm-hmm. Never heard of him, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance to be introduced. Openness, G4 Jag, same mm-hmm. thing. Like I would definitely be interested in listening to more of their stuff. And but I know Planet Asia, mm-hmm. and I know Rashid Chappelle. So both of them were definitely dope. So yeah. He's worked with Planet Asia before. So he's you know, the Mussolini is out here, bro. Yeah. It's just, I'm late.
Yeah, we're late. We are late.
So so that's no knock on him. So, and mm-hmm. I'm glad there's another artist out there that's putting out quality work. And I think if you are definitely a fan of hip hop, like to listen to this and then to see OG mm-hmm. Finesse and Icy Hot, like, mm-hmm. you know, it can send you down a rabbit hole mm-hmm. to potentially other mm-hmm. artists that mm-hmm. are doing stuff that you like. So
100%.
And I remember those glory days. So yep. yeah. Yep. So yeah, I'm with you on the features.
What about production? Because you did say that 38, you've heard better 38 special
beats. I did, but I don't, that doesn't mean these are bad beats. I mm-hmm. think these are beats crafted for the Mussolini.
100%. You know, I agree.
So I think that the another one beat is good. Trust Is Key. I like that one. What It Look Like. So there are beats on here I like.
Yeah. So Not For Sale. That's hard
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. I'm still at a B. I'm at a B with the production.
Me too. I'm at a B with the production. Nothing over the top, but like you said, crafted for the Mussolini mm-hmm. and it fits perfect and what he was trying to do. The rap and singing, I'm going to give him a C+, B-. I'm going to give him a C+, B-, because I do feel like the features at times I like better than him. Mm-hmm. But it's also like he's new to me. So I like it's hard to say, Ken, because he's not trash, but it's like I can't rate him against himself. So that's why like it's difficult for me. And I might like them more moving forward after I listen to more projects.
Also, I think as an introduction on this particular project, it's like there's an adjustment period because as a rapper, nothing leaps out.
Yeah.
You know, so you can be introduced to a rapper for the first time, like, oh shit, that motherfucker is dope because there's something that's being done that stands out. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that, you know, for me, when I think about the rapping, I'll go B minus because I think he has a style that's different that I'm with you. It just takes some getting used to and some adjusting to find the dopeness in there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what it is. I mean, the way I look at it is Knife wanted to mess with you. If Christ is messing with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're messing with you for a reason, bro. Again, I just ain't caught on to it yet. Yep. So, you know, and that's just the way music goes sometimes. So,
and you know what, Ken? I always say that sometimes you have rappers that are like singles rappers where they make the hit and then you listen to the project, it's like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's crafted like this world of the Mussolini and we just knocked on the door. Like, we don't even know what's behind the door yet. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's like, it's hard to gauge how dope he really is because, like you said, nothing jumps out. It's not like, oh, he got a crazy flow. He got a crazy this. He does that. You know, it's like, no, but the world that you've created, especially with these producers, I know there has to be something behind the door. Mm-hmm. We just ain't crack it yet. You know what I'm saying? So we're definitely going to jump in. But overall, I give this a B. It has solid replay value. But we just got to dive in. That's where I'm gonna leave. Like, we just gotta dive into his music catalog.
I'll go B minus.
Okay.
I'll go B minus. It reminds me of way back in the day when it was, especially when you go on the blogs, it'd be a lot of projects you download, you listen to, like, oh damn, that was cool. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of follow it away. Yeah. And you kind of don't pull it back out, but they're gonna drop something else. You're like, oh yeah, I remember that because I liked that last one he did. And you listen to that, and the cycle begins. Yeah, so,
100%.
But yeah, so that's where I'm at with that one, with this one.
You guys already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.